This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Federal officials say two fires in southern Missouri's Mark Twain National Forest have been contained, but new ones have broken out. The Forest Service said today that mop-up operations are underway at the 622-acre East End Fire near the Iron County town of Bixby. Arson is suspected in that blaze, which broke out last Thursday. About 45 miles east, crews have also contained a 48-acre fire near Higdon that was ignited by sparks created when mowing equipment struck a rock. The fire burned several abandoned vehicles and a historic schoolhouse. Officials say seven new fires in the 1.5 million-acre forest were reported in the past 2 days. The largest is estimated at 250 acres and located about 6 miles east of Alton. That fire is about 45% contained. There will be additional state police on Missouri's roadways today. Troopers will be stationed along various interstates and secondary roads at 20-mile intervals until midnight tonight. Trooper Justin Wheatley says it's all about being seen.
We want people to see us, to know that we're still there, and hope that it slows everybody down and has them pay attention to the roadway and what they're doing.
Wheatley says the 20-mile trooper project has been effective in the past. It will be in place again on July 8th. The Missouri Supreme Court has suspended a St. Louis attorney who previously pleaded guilty in federal court to funneling contributions to the Missouri Democratic Party in a scheme that involved a former governor. Today, Edward Grzedek III was suspended from practicing law pending the final outcome of any disciplinary actions. Grzedek and former Democratic Governor Roger Wilson each pleaded guilty this spring to a similar misdemeanor charge. Prosecutors say they used money from Missouri Employers Mutual Insurance Company, where Wilson was the CEO, to reimburse a $5,000 donation that Grzedek's law firm made to the state Democratic Party in August 2009. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Grzedek agreed to surrender his law license for 18 months in a plea agreement. Grzedek and Wilson are scheduled to be sentenced Monday. Missouri closed out its 2012 fiscal year with slightly better-than-expected revenues. But that doesn't necessarily translate to a budget surplus. Figures released today show Missouri had more than $7.3 billion in general revenues during the fiscal year that ended June 30th. That's up more than 3.2% compared with the 2011 fiscal year. And it's also better than the 2.7% growth rate on which the budget was based. State Budget Director Linda Lubering says the extra money helped cover higher-than-expected costs for disaster recovery efforts and other estimated budget items, such as legal settlements. Lubering says it could be early August before she's able to report the final balance for the 2012 budget. Missouri will receive nearly $32 million as its share of a nationwide settlement with British drug maker GlaxoSmithKline. The company agreed to pay a total of $3 billion for criminal and civil violations involving 10 drugs, including the promotion of antidepressants Paxil and Wellbutrin for unapproved uses. Attorney General Chris Koster says Missouri's share of the money will go toward its Medicaid health care program for low-income residents. The lawsuit by federal and state governments alleged that GlaxoSmithKline had overcharged the Medicaid program for some drugs. The settlement is the latest in a string of cases in which lawsuits have alleged pharmaceutical companies marketed drugs for purposes not approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.